Jeb Birch, head men's soccer coach at Center College, and you're listening to the SEAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SEAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Center head men's soccer coach Jeb Birch. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Coach, you're entering your 10th season as the head men's coach there in Danville, Kentucky. Just take me through your mindset as we go through another preseason.
Well, you know, there's a lot of change that's going on here this year. We took inventory of the program and kind of what it's done under me for the last 10 years, and it's certainly been a good teams, good records, but you know, we certainly haven't gotten into the tournament. We have not won this conference in a long time, and so we've made a couple of changes, and we're, you know, it's kind of made everything fresh and new. And preseason seems to be going really well for us right now.
Coach, last year your team posted a record of 11-6-2, 6-3-2 in conference play, but really closed the season out, probably not the way you wanted to, 0-4-1 over those last five games. What did your team learn over the course of last year?
Well, you know, we won't know the answer to that until this season is over with. And that's been how our approach has been to it, is we've left that book open. That is either going to turn out to be a good lesson for us as we apply it to what we're doing this year. If we repeat some of those mistakes, then we obviously haven't learned anything from it. So, you know, the verdict is still out on that. You're exactly right. It was a terrible finish for us. It's very un-center-like. You know, if we turn it around this year, then we won't look back on that as being such a bad thing.
Coach, looking at your roster this year, you return every single player that recorded a point from you, from a year ago. You know, highlighted by Austin Hall, Josh Settle, Ryan Garvey. As a coach and a coaching staff, I know that has to be something exciting to look forward to.
I mean, I've always looked at the game in a simple way, and you know, if you got goal scorers and if you got good goalkeeping, you're going to win games. And you know, we've got both. And you're exactly right. We've got real good proven goal scorers, guys who've been able to get goals every year. And we're just a year older, and we're using those players a little bit differently this year. And yeah, there's a lot of optimism. I think we're going to be pretty difficult to deal with.
You mentioned good goalkeeping, Coach. Your team allowed just 20 goals in 19 games a year ago, third best in the SEAC. What needs to continue this year defensively for that trend to continue on?
Well, you know, we've got some exceptional freshmen who've come in here who are defenders. And for us, it's going to be about trying to get them integrated, but not too fast, get the back line, you know, kind of playing a little bit differently, protecting the goal a little bit more. And then, of course, with our goalkeeping, we've got a senior in Chris Jackson, who was our starter last year. He took the concussion there at Austin College, and the backup, Zach Sosnovich, was outstanding. You know, Zach's first start was against DePaul, who had come in here at number 10 in the country, and he shut them out. And of course, he finished out the season in goal for us. And you know, so I've got a pretty tough decision to have to try to make here with those two, because they both look great here in preseason. You can tell they've been playing a lot over the summer, and you know, we're pretty comfortable. We've got two very good goalkeepers here, and you know, we'll see. I think the defense is going to work out fine.
Big senior class, Coach, seven of them all together. Talk about this group, what they've meant to this program over their last 3 years, and what they bring to the team this year, especially in terms of leadership.
Well, I think if you look at their career stats, all of them have been players since their freshman year. So these guys have been there. You know, we had a scrimmage this morning, inter-squad scrimmage, and I'm sitting over there on the sidelines, and it just seems like the first time we've scrimmaged in the past, I'm always having to stop everything, and I'm always having to get out on the field and get on players about certain things. And I'm sitting over there on the bench this morning, and I turned to Boyer because, you know, we had seven coaches out on that field, and players were doing things wrong, and before I could really get involved and correct it, those seniors are already on it. Those guys have been here. They've played at everybody away in this conference. They know, they played at home. They know what everybody's got. They know what everybody does. It's going to be a little bit slower for them, and their leadership is really one of the defining points, I think, going to be in this team this year, is having those seniors and what they bring to the table.
Coach, you've sort of talked about it a little bit, but what's been the biggest surprise that you've seen from your group as preseason's unfolded at this point?
Well, I just think we look like a real team. You know, we've got, and in our freshman class, we've got 6'5", 6'4", 6'4", 6'4". We've got big guys in the center of defense now. We've got great speed on the wings. Our targets are our true targets. Our goalkeeping is, you know, they're good, tall, big goalkeepers. We just look the part. Where you want speed on your team, we got it. Where you need a creative player, we've got him in that spot. You know, in the past, we would take someone like Tony Disler, who is a good defender, but not a central defender, and we would put him in the middle. Now, when you look at us in the middle, you're going to see a 6'5 central defender. You're going to see a fast Tony Disler who can go all day up and down the lines. And so it just, that's what stands out to me is when I look at the team, it's just all the pieces that you need, I really think we have in place this year.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by center head men's soccer coach Jeb Birch. And coach, one of the exciting things heading into this 2011 SCAC soccer season is that the conference has brought back the SCAC tournament to determine the NCAA automatic qualifying bid for the SCAC at the end of the year. The top six teams will meet in Birmingham to play it out in a single elimination tournament. Just talk about the excitement that will bring to the season and the possibility of playing and getting the opportunity to play there at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's something we're really excited about. I played my freshman year in 1990 in a conference tournament down at Trinity, and we won that tournament that year, and I think that may be the last year a conference tournament has taken place. That was the old CAC, and I remember that as a player, and wow. But that was a great experience, and of course, our game with Trinity was a typical center Trinity game, and we were able to win the conference tournament that year in overtime. It was a 3-2 game. Really, still to this day, one of my most memorable games for a center team, and you know, so for our kids to be able to go back in and compete, I think it's going to make these games in the regular season in conference very intense. I think some of the games at the end of the year where a team maybe, you know, kind of toying with a, you know, a number 7 and number 6 spot, I think those teams are going to be extremely competitive, and I think it's going to make the conference better. And as far as the tournament is concerned, and having played in them myself, I'm just so happy for my kids, because if they can get into that tournament, wow, it's a great experience for them, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Coach, nobody would ever argue the strength of the SCAC in terms of a men's soccer league. Another year passed, another year where the SCAC just gets one team in the NCAA tournament. It's now been since 2000 since this league's represented by more than one team. Make your case. What does this league need to do to get more recognition nationally, and do you think the SCAC tournament at the end of the year will help?
I do think the tournament will help. You know, if you're going to get, if you end up with, anybody in that tournament's going to have a good record. So to play a team twice with a good record is certainly going to help your strength of schedule points. So I think that will hopefully help the cause a little bit. You know, I think in general we all have to make sure that we have good starts to our season. What we do out of conference is very important. And, you know, I'm pulling for everybody in this conference to have a good, fast start. Hopefully we can get some teams that will come out 4-0, you know, get good records early, get some good key wins out of, you know, in region early, and then just kind of, you know, build up to once we get into conference play. But I think having the tournament's going to help, because it's, you're going to get a good opponent on your schedule twice. And I think, you know, the other side of it is everyone just has to come out of the gates here and start winning right away. And if we can do that, I think everything will hopefully sort itself out with the NCAA.
Coach, as I mentioned, you're entering your 10th season as the head coach of the center men's team. What's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
The travel. The travel is tough. You know, I to take a team out to Colorado College, for example, that's a pretty tricky thing to have to play with. To take the bus ride all the way down to Millsaps, to be in a bus for 10, 11 hours, that can be tough on the kids. You got to be real careful, I think, in how you move your team around. We feel like we have a pretty good grasp of that, but, you know, you got to be real careful. You know, how you travel, where you stay, what you eat, the schedule that you live by on the road, those are the things that are behind the scenes, away from the game, that you really need to be on top of, because you know, if you're not sharp in those areas, then I just feel like on the away games, you're going to have a little bit more of a disadvantage than it just being a tough opponent away. You really need to be smart in how you're moving your team around. That's the biggest challenge I think I face.
Coach, I've heard you talk about him already and the excitement you have, but just elaborate a little bit more on this freshman class you brought in, obviously defensive-oriented, and talk a little bit more about the impact you think they'll have immediately on this team this year.
I've joked with friends. I mean, we just got extremely lucky. We got every kid we wanted. I've never had that happen, and I'll be shocked if it ever happens again. But we got a good group. It starts with Jeremy Smith, Jeremy Carlson. These are two big center backs. They know what they're doing in the system of play, and you just can't teach that. Those two are going to be very good players for us, very good defenders for us. We've got Pavel Tursilic, another player for us. He's a wide defender. He looks great right now. He's a lot farther along than, we thought he was going to be. It continues on from there. We've got Andrew Amend, who I think is going to be a very good bull in the middle of the park. He's very good on the ball. He's very good at picking up second balls and getting the ball moving quickly. You look at Alex Seither. Here's another 6'4" defensive center mid type player who is very good with the ball at his feet. He comes from a club where possession was very, very much emphasized. And he's going to be a good ball winner for us in the air. I've got good target play up top. Cameron Miller is going to be, I think, a very good technical player for us in the middle of the park. He's a local kid. He was 30 minutes from center. We're real excited to have a local player like that who I think will not only just be on the team, but he's going to actually be out here playing a lot. We're excited for him. We went on a retreat this year. We took the kids down for a couple of days down to Tennessee before preseason started. And honestly, Russell, we did that because it's tough on the freshmen to kind of get brought into the team. Typically in preseason, my kids would check in, and they would that night, have to go through physicals and everything. And the next day we were training, and then 5 days later we've got freshman orientation going on at the school, and blammo, school has started. And there's really no time for freshmen to really get brought into it. And there's only so many trips to the bowling alley you can try to do for team chemistry. This year the retreat really did that for us. Having all the freshmen with the upperclassmen, we had two cabins. We did a couple of ropes courses. We did some whitewater rafting, and really you could see it with the team. When the first day we actually began to train, it was already a different team. There wasn't as much anxiety. There wasn't all of this. Who is this guy and who is this guy? That, I think, made a real difference for us, and we did that for our freshmen. So, and we did that because we need these freshmen to come in and contribute and play right away. They're good enough to do it, but, they need to really kind of get into the team chemistry, and I think that retreat's probably going to help that.
Coach, finally, just finish this sentence. The 2011 Center Men's Soccer Team will be a success if what happens?
If we don't give up goals.
Center head men's soccer coach Jeb Birch, the Colonels open up their 2011 campaign September 2nd against Allegheny College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Russell. We're looking forward to it.